A very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 17th January 2021, Sunday. So we will continue with our Sunday class, the sharing from this book, The Path to Truth for Modern Day Bodhisattva Practitioner. We are at page 288. The subheading is A Failure Song of Modern Time. It seems it's extracted from chapter 3 of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. The chapter 3 is on the 10 merits. So according to this chapter 3, it said these sutras can enable those who have no loving kindness to give rise to a mind of loving kindness, means you will develop metta, and enable those who are prone to killing to give rise to a mind of great compassion. So these are very good quality of mind that can turn people with a lot of cruelty around. Just relax body and mind and take some more attention, then we will start our sharing of the Dhamma. We will go to page 288. We are using this book, The Path to Truth, for modern day Bodhisattva practitioner. So the subheading for today's sharing is A Failure Song of Modern Time. This sutta can enable those who have no loving kindness to give rise to a mind of loving kindness. It can also enable those who are prone to killing to give rise to a mind of great compassion. So this is the adapted verses from the third chapter of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. The third chapter is on the 10 merits. Okay, we will now discuss the content. I often say, we must not wait to do good deeds or be a failure or to be failure. It's from the word filial piety. So we must not wait to do good deeds or to be filial. So filial piety is a very good virtue for kids or children to adopt. Susi volunteer Asking lives in southern Taiwan. He did many bad things when he was young, using and trafficking drugs, committing robberies and even murder, and was deep in debt. Okay, I'll read on. Suzi volunteer Aching lives in southern Taiwan. He did many bad things when he was young, using and trafficking drugs, committing robberies and even murder, and was in deep debt. He was always in and out of jail. His mother not only had to repay his debt, she also had to endure the criticism of others. People would say to her, "Your son is so bad. If he is released from jail, he will be a threat to us. We feel safe when he is locked up." It is unimaginable how much this mother has suffered since middle age. In her 80s, she had a good karmic affinity to meet Suzi volunteers. The volunteers felt for her. They also hoped that their community could have one less criminal, so local residents would feel safer. Therefore, they thought of ways to befriend and guide Aching. One of the things they did was to take him to a recycling station. So it seems this recycling station of Suzi helped many people. They call this recycling station Huan Bao Zhong Xing, in Mandarin. Huan Bao means recycling. Or Huan Bao Zhang, Zhang. Zhan is station, MC Zhong Xing, Zhan. So my daughter, my wife corrected me. He said the Mandarin should be Huan Bao Zhan. So it's on the chan. So station is correct. Aching saw many volunteers working at the recycling station. There were old people, young people, children, entrepreneurs, and blue-collar laborers. Regardless of their age or social status, they had the same desire of protecting the earth and cherishing resources. They did not shy away from the hard work of collecting and sorting out recyclables in order to keep Earth's resources from being depleted. Moreover, they were always smiling, speaking good words, being humble, and giving thanks to one another. So this is a good way to conduct yourself. That's why you can smile, means you have joy, and you can give joy to others too. So smiling is a very good way of improving your life and also make other people feel good. Then speaking good words is right speech. Those words that are gentle, pleasant, appropriate, kind, and meaningful, and helpful to bring about understanding, harmony, love, and compassion. Then being humble is one of the greatest virtue you can have. If you are humble, you learn a lot of things. You will not offend people. If you are arrogant, you offend a lot of people. And you cannot learn. An arrogant person thinks he knows. Cannot learn. A humble person is willing to learn because he's very humble. Then giving thanks to one another is also a good way of expressing your gratitude, your goodness. Like whatever people do to help out or maybe benefit others, you should rejoice and thank them. Thank you so much for giving a helping hand. Thank you so much for being kind, for being helpful. It will give rise to good relationship, and such the right speech is commendable, should be followed. So it's not difficult to develop wholesomeness following the way of Opal. We have right thought, right speech, and right action. So all these are beautiful ways to cultivate wholesomeness. The harmonious ambient at a recycling station gradually softened the strong will of Aching. He reflected back on his decades of delusion that had caused his mother to suffer mentally and physically. So this is gratitude. This is a way, filial piety, because you think of your mother, no longer selfish. Now he was in his 50s and his mother was in her 80s and stricken with cancer. He decided to amend his error completely to make it up to his mother. So he stopped using drugs and alcohol and devoted himself to recycling work. Each day, as soon as he comes home from the recycling station, he called out, "Mom, I'm home." His mother always smiled happily when she hear these words and said cheerfully, "Oh, Aching, you are home. Come, sing a song for me." So Aching is now like Lao Lan Zi. Lao Lai Zi. Oh, Lao Hai Zi. Oh, okay. One of the 24 filial examples in Chinese tradition. He sings and dances for his mother and also performs sign language. He warms his mother's heart. Suchi volunteer had interviewed them and documented the family's happy moments. Once when traveled to southern Taiwan, the volunteer showed me a very touching video. It showed Aching's older brother, and sister-in-law who said that they had given up on him in the past. However, after spending time with him, they were convinced that he had indeed changed. Aching's mother was in the final stage of cancer, but he encouraged her to work at the recycling station. He also persuaded his old elder brother and sister-in-law to come and learn more about Suzy. Since then, all his family members have been actively participating in Suzy activity when his mother is doing recycling. She becomes too happy to even think about her illness. On the day I visited, there was a local Suzy event, and Aching's sister-in-law pushed the mother in her wheelchair onto the stage. Aching walked from the other side of the stage and kneeled down in front of his mother. He said to her, "I'm genuinely sorry that I have hurt you in the past. Now I'm here to repent. I was such a terrible son, using drugs, drinking alcohol or liquor, or intoxicant, gambling, stealing, robbing and killing. I also caused you much hardship with my dad. Please forgive me." His 80 plus year old mother held his heart, his hands, and said, "I do not blame you. I'm very happy that you have come home or come back. You were able to change. I do not blame you." This scene moved everyone in the audience to tears. Aching's older brother, elder brother, and sister-in-law both stepped forward to give their testimony. His brother said, "My brother used to do bad things with his friend and make my mother worry. Seeing that he has changed, I'm grateful to the many Suzy volunteers for their support and guidance. Not only is my brother a new person now, he is filial to my mother and dedicated to do wholesome things or good things. I am touched by him. Now I also want to join the Suzy training program to become a certified volunteer." Aching's neighbor also stepped forward to attest for his change, seeing the way with son turn over a new leaf is very touching. A family can be at peace if all members abide by their duty and uphold the family ethics. This is very true. He who lives the way of Dhamma, do not violate the nature's law, you will have beautiful families. Then there will be a lot of wholesomeness and goodness and harmony. So abide by the duties and uphold family ethics means you live life following the Dhamma way. Doing your duty is Dhamma. Right duty is right Dhamma. Because we have a duty towards the law of nature. So this duty is very important because the law of karma is very clear. You reap what you sow. If you do your duty, you are responsible. Karma-wise, you reap what you sow. You will gain from it. You will benefit from it. Because if you perform your duties, means as a father, as a filial son, as a staff, as a worker, as a friend, as a neighbor, as a whatever relationship you may have. Means you do your duty well, you are responsible. You reap what you sow, means in future people will also treat you well. Sincere, care for you, support you, and diligently, sincerely work for you. So these are the rewards. So the Dhamma way is a very beautiful way. It is simple, but very, very beneficial. So if every family can be at peace, then so will society also be at peace. So you need the individual to change. As the individual change, the totality of consciousness, the overall, will change. So this sharing is very good. A fellow son, it can really bring forth the good condition for good life. Such a, I should say, a bad person like Aching can turn around. He is a drug addict. He also traffic drugs. He kill, he rob, he steal. He go and borrow money and land himself in debt. Then the mother suffer. Then he end up going to jail. In and out of jail, very common. He must have caused a lot of hardship and suffering to the mom. But mom, mother be mother, they always love their children no matter what happened. The mother's love is the greatest love. So we must have gratitude towards our mother. We must have filial piety towards our parents. We must appreciate what they have done for us. They not only give birth to us, give us life. They raise us, supported us through life, provide us with all the education, or the basic need of life. Then sometimes they even pamper you, or love you so much they can sacrifice for you. So all this, if we reflect back, we should have gratitude. We should develop filial piety. We should actually develop joy. Then towards the later part of our life, we should repay their kindness. And the best way to repay their kindness is to share with them the Dhamma, teach them the Dhamma, to give them joy, to do your duty. And if you can bring forth the good understanding of life and become successful. Most parents, their needs are very simple. They want to see you as their children successful, doing well. Then they will be happy. They will be really, really happy. They don't really need you to give them a lot of things or money. As long as you don't give them problems, they are already very happy. And they really had that simple sincerity within, ever willing to sacrifice for their children, to help their children. So you look at your parents, most of you will feel that they are very accommodative when it comes to children's requests. They will always say, no problem. We will help you. We will do it for you. But sometimes you look at life. The children don't think that way unless they themselves have grown up. They also have the Dhamma. Then they can have this understanding that they can feel for them. Then that time they will do their part. So to make parents happy to repay their kindness, there are many ways. One of the ways is to share with them the Dhamma, the teaching, the understanding. The second way is to sincerely hold their hand and have gratitude, express your gratitude and thanks towards them. All the things that they have done for you, the sacrifice, the love, the support, and all the small, small, beautiful things that they have done for you. Then you can talk to them very nicely. Is there anything I can do to make your life more fulfilled? Like take them for a good dinner or a good outing or lunch, or even travel. If there is something that they look forward to do with their life and they cannot do it because they sacrifice for their children. So a lot of parents, they really willing to save the money and spend it on the children's education and also for whatever their need may be. So you can repay all this. It will give them a lot of joy. Then they felt they have children that understand them, willing to repay their kindness. And that is the greatest joy a parent can have, seeing their children successful in life, having good understanding, and able to like understand their parents so well, and willing to thank their parents, have gratitude towards their parents, and willing to care for them in return as they age. So you have to be more and more patient with your parents as they age, because when you are young, they were very patient with you. They not only toy themselves, they also have to clean your sheet, feed you, and sacrifice so much. If you understand what parentage is, you will know. Actually, when we were born as kids, it demands a lot of sacrifice from our parents, especially the mom, our mom. As a newborn baby, they have to feed you so often. Then they have to understand you when you're still not able to maybe speak or say anything. They have to tend to you, care for you, worry for you, and make sure everything is properly taken care of, and they're willing to do that and sacrifice. Sometimes lack of sleep, but they are willing to do that because they are your mom. You are their children. So the mother's love is the greatest love on earth. So this kind of love not easy to repay unless you can actually reciprocate with the appropriate Dhamma understanding and teach them the Dhamma and express to them your gratitude, your thanks, and your understanding. So these are the part of life that children seldom see or understand. Even though the Buddhist teaching, the Buddhist teaching has this sutta, Sigalawada Sutta, that talks about the duty and responsibility of children, parents, and many other relationship things. But it is taught as a normal sutta only. So not much emphasis has gone into the teaching, because there are not many people who has gone through life to have the life experience to share all this. So when I was young too, I didn't really understand all this. But as I grew up, I can understand. As I become parents after I'm married, As I raise my children, I start to understand how the sacrifice can happen. Actually, conceiving the baby itself, that 9 to 10 months, is not easy for the mother. And even the husband too, have to play their part. So all these are very beautiful dhamma that we can learn. So we take our role differently. When we are young, we become children. When we grow up, we become parents. Then later on, when we study, we become students. Then we end up coming out to work, we become employer. Then we develop more and more relationship with people, society, and all those things. So that's what life is all about. The noble teachings, the four noble truths, the secret of life. So when we understand all this, we will understand life, and we know how to live life, then we will have a lot of wholesomeness. We will have gratitude. We will have joy. We will have love. We will have sincerity, contentment, and all those things. Then we cherish every moment of our life. We cherish what our parent has given us, the advice, the love, the sacrifice, the care. So all this are dhamma, activity and understanding. Then when you reflect back, Noble Eightfold Path is really noble, very beautiful. If you have them, means you have dhamma. Noble Eightfold Path is the dhamma way, the advice of the Buddha. So everything is dhamma when you have the Noble Eightfold Path. The embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path is the wisdom path, the path that leads to the end of all suffering in this world. So your life will be beautiful if you can embrace this Noble Eightfold Path teaching. You can cultivate and develop all the qualities of this Noble Eightfold Path. When the Noble Eightfold Path becomes the embodiment of your life, when you can reflect the noble qualities of this teaching, you become beautiful. You have the Dhamma. You will have the good life. You will be rewarded accordingly. So this is the beauty of this teaching. Okay, we will continue with our next chapter. Oh, this one is also another beautiful sharing. Work till the last moment. This is like a master boatman whose body is suffering from severe illness, whose limbs are incapacitated, and who remain on the shore. Yet he has a steady ship equipment for transporting people, which he gives to others to sail across. So this is a beautiful chapter 2. Also from chapter 3 about the 10 merits. From the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. Wu Liang Yi Qing. Life and death are part of the law of nature. No one can avoid them. Some people are destined to counter much suffering, while others enjoy a comfortable life, yet do not appreciate. This is very true. When you have not confronted suffering, you tend not to appreciate life, because you always see the good things. Then when something go wrong, your mind state become affected, unhappy, reactive. Means even though you enjoy a comfortable life, yet you do not appreciate it because you don't have contentment, you don't have the dhamma, you don't understand. Others are less fortunate than you. So you fail to appreciate the good life that you already has, or has been given. You should thank your good karma. Still, there are others who, although they have had to endure much hardship, are able to awaken amidst their suffering and create blessings for others. So this is the opposite. Mr. Liang Huangling had experienced ups and downs in his life. He lived aimlessly, encountered difficulties in his work, and could not avoid developing certain habitual tendencies. So this is very common. These are people who have not taken care of their karma. So when they are born into this world, they will inherit all these negative habitual tendencies from past life. So they will continue with their heedlessness. That's why they live their aimless life. They will encounter karmic friction, encounter difficulties in their work, and they could not avoid developing such a certain negative habitual tendency. Fortunately, his wife was a tremendous help to him. She stayed by his side through the years and even led him to Ciji after she became involved. He later aspired to become a documentation volunteer, and his wife continued to volunteer alongside him. In the year 2000, Mr. Ling was diagnosed with cancer, and his doctor told him that he had only 3 months to live. This is very traumatic, isn't it? He checked into the hospital to receive treatment. Right after he was discharged, Typhoon Xiangxing hit northern Taiwan. The storm caused a passenger aeroplane to crash at Taoyuan International Airport, and mudslides devastated Sanzi District in New Taipei City. Ciji volunteer immediately mobilized to provide relief. Although Mr. Ling had just undergone surgery, his wife encouraged him to take part in the relief effort. Taking to heart the mission of documenting such an event into history, he worked for 4 consecutive days even though he was still ill. Later, Mr. Ling returned to the hospital for a regular checkup. Although his doctor has previously predicted that he only had 3 months to live, 6 months later, the doctor said he was fine. His wife encouraged him by saying it is better to keep working till the moment of death than to die without having done anything. He took her words to heart and mindfully dedicated himself as a documentation volunteer. In such a situation, most wives would feel for their husband and say, since you are ill, you should not take his assignment. But his wife would say to him, don't worry, you should take the assignment now that you had recovered. Mr. Ling's wise wife was indeed his benefactor. She supported him and helped him increase his wisdom and accompanied him to do recycling and documentation work. Because they were not well off, Mrs. Ling had to work hard to put their children through college, but she still encouraged her husband by saying, you need to do volunteer work for the both of us. In the final 6 years of his life, Mr. Ling was truly dedicated to doing Ciji's work. When he was volunteering with Ciji, he met Niang Hen Jiang, a little boy who was diagnosed with cancer when he was just 1 year old. and was always in and out of hospital with his mother. Whenever the boy spoke, his words were always inspiring, because Mr. Ling had been documenting the boy's story, and they became very good friends despite their age difference. Mr. Ling's condition got worse, and he was hospitalized. As Mr. Ling lay unconscious on his deathbed, Niang Hen said his name with genuine affection, "Uncle Ling, who will document my story from now on?" Niang Hen always sang the song, spreading the seed of love for him. The boy's expression of genuine affection was an utmost sincere reminder for him to come by Kutsuchi in his next life to continue his work. Mr. Ling completed his journey with his body and mind and life. He donated his still functioning organ so that they could extend the life of other people. His organs that were unsuitable for transplant were donated for medical study, so doctors could learn from his body, decode the secret of life, and discover new cure for disease. Although Mr. Ling lived only 50 plus years, he spent almost 10 years volunteering for Tsuchi. The first 5 years in recycling and the last 5 years as a documentation volunteer. He remained with Tsuchi until the very end of his life, even making the great contribution of donating his body. More remarkable was his wife, Mrs. Ling, stayed by her husband's side through good times and bad times, supporting him quietly, and was a good friend and mentor to him. This was not easy. This is precisely what living Bodhisattva in Tsuchi does. We must pray boyishly, just as the boy Ning Hiang Qian did to remind Mr. Ling to return to this world to spread the seed of love. There is much suffering in this world, and we sincerely hope that he will come back soon to help those who suffer. So this is really another touching story. We move on to the next chapter. Oh, grassroot inventor. I also don't know what is this. I haven't read. Though they are still bound by affliction and cannot yet distance themselves from the worldly matter, they will still be able to manifest the great Bodhipa. Oh, this is also beautiful. Also chapter 3, 10 merits from the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. So people who can do this are very exceptional people. Though they are still bound by affliction and cannot yet distance themselves from the worldly matter, they will still be able to manifest their great Bodhi path, means walk the path of the Bodhisattva. We all have unlimited potential and wisdom. We often hear people talk about supernatural power. Actually, as long as we are mindful, just a connection problem, I think. As long as we are mindful and can totally focus our mind and spirit, we can understand all principles. Also, what is an expert? When we learn something diligently and become very experienced over time, we become expert in that field. Not all Tsuchi volunteers were necessarily professionally trained for their projects, but they put great effort into learning and are able to achieve great things together. So that type of attitude is very important. The Sutra of Infinite Meaning says, those still bound by affliction and unable to distance themselves from worldly matter, they will still be able to manifest the great Bodhi path. No one can escape worldly mundane matters. Time is ticking away, and everyone has the same 24 hours each day. Yet devoted suci volunteers seize the time and use every second to its fullest to benefit others and to contribute to society. So this is a great sacrifice. There are people who are willing to sacrifice. Moreover, they manifest their potential even in the darkest corner of the world. For example, there are several thousand recycling stations of various sizes spread across Taiwan. Most people think that a recycling station is just a place for collecting and sorting discarded objects. But upon closer consideration, it is not an easy undertaking. First, a large space is needed. Then the public has to be encouraged to participate, have their selfless love ignited. So they will cherish this material resources. They must really be inspired to care for the earth, to protect it from pollution, and keep the air fresh and clean. How do we prevent air pollution and protect the earth from being damaged? How do we conserve nature's resources? All of this fits requires wisdom. Suci volunteer not only care for this land or Mother Earth with wisdom, they also care for the natural resources that exist now and in the future. For this reason, they keep inspiring people to bring forth their love. We are all ordinary people who feel exhausted after hard work. But when I ask our volunteer if they were tired, they always reply, no, not at all. This is because the love in their heart has been inspired. So they do not feel exhausted, but rather peaceful and at ease, mainly because they have a lot of joy. You don't have the joy and you don't understand what you do, you cannot have this type of mind. Then the author continues, we have many grassroots inventors in our recycling mission. These inventors are not professional, but they have become expert by learning through their experience. So they are able to be innovative. Mr. Wang of Pa Ku Liao, Kaohsiung, is an example of such people. He found that stooping for a whole day or constantly squatting down and getting up was quite tiring. Therefore, he thought about how to make recycling work more efficiently and less labor intensive. Drawing up his past experience of working in a factory, he researched and developed a way to convert a regular conveyor belt into one suitable for sorting recyclables. The speed of the belt is adjusted depending on the number of people using it, and with it, people could sort recyclables standing up instead of stooping or squatting. Stooping means what? Okay. In addition to the belt, Mr. Chai also designed a wire separating things or machine, separating machine, so that volunteers did not peel the plastic casing of copper wires with a knife, a process that is both dangerous and time consuming. Now all the volunteer has to do is insert a wire into the machine and turn the handle. Then the plastic wrapping and white copper wire will be separated. The process is both safe and fast. It takes faith and diligence to accomplish things. Mr. Wang and Mr. Chai believe that the land needs to be protected. So they devoted themselves to diligently study and inventing tools to help do so. This is wisdom. All of Tsuji Recycling volunteers have unwavering faith and work diligently. This is why we can bring forth wisdom and come up with innovation or invention. Although we will grow old as time ticks away, as long as we can seize each moment, focus and apply our inner ability, we can benefit other people and all beings in the world. This is exactly what this grassroots inventor had done. Enable recycling volunteers to increase efficiency and working and work quality. In addition, many inventions, including medical equipment, mobile medical vehicle, and water purifier units, have been developed by Tsuji volunteer for the purpose of saving life and providing international relief. Although we live in a mundane world and cannot avoid mundane matters, we can still carry out the way of the Bodhisattva, which is the path to enlightenment. So this is very promising. Okay, I think we end here. We will continue from here. So I will mark down the page here. Oh, we almost finished. The last part is epilogue. Never mind. We will stop here. Then after that is the appendix and other things. Okay, maybe very fast we'll be finishing this book. Then we can focus on the Sutra of Innumerous Meaning. So we don't have to use separate book. Okay, page 301. Okay, now we will have our 45 minutes of silent awareness based meditation so that you can train your mind to be aware, mindful, stabilize it. You have to stabilize the awareness nature within. It's only this silent mind, the meditative mind, which is your true mind, that can give you clarity, understanding, stillness, tranquility, and peace. For you to have the understanding of the teaching, the meditative mind is very important. Without the meditative mind, you cannot meditate, you cannot be sensitive, you cannot observe, you cannot understand things. To have the meditative mind, you need to have the spiritual faculties all developed, stable. Otherwise, this meditative mind cannot arise. So you need to have faith, sadha, virya. Then stabilize your sati until it becomes samadhi. Then with sati and samadhi, you will continue to have the ability to see things as they are, to awaken and develop the wisdom, which is the last spiritual faculty. So okay, we are off the light. Then you can have your 45 minutes of silent inner awareness. Just relax body and mind. Maintain awareness. When you are aware, you don't think. When you don't think, you will have all the silence within, the beautiful awareness nature within. Because without thought, there is no condition for duality to arise. No thought means no negative thought, no unwholesome thought, which means you will not have suffering and misery. you will always be at peace, calm, tranquil, joy, peaceful. Then there is clarity, there is joy, there is understanding. So this is the meditative mind. Okay, I will set the alarm. Then you can continue with your meditation. So remember the four support. Relax into every mind state that arises. Then maintain awareness. The third support is for as long as you can. And the last support, which you will do later, is trust. Trust your own nature to do the meditation. Okay, so we'll continue on the second session. Second session is reporting of meditation and Q&A, question and answer.
What I want to say is because Brother Teo was asking me to write it down on what is the meaning of don't do anything.
Yeah.
So one day I was thinking about this, then I say, oh, don't do anything. Actually, this one come in during the meditation. I say, don't do anything means the body not moving, the mind or the thing also not supposed to do anything.
Yeah, that's why, like you are dead.
Brother Teo say, 死人. And I think come to relax, you know, relax. To relax.
Yeah, the dead body relax very well. Because there is no interference from the thinking, the thought. That's why it become very cold very fast. The four elements disperse very fast. Then it become very still. Can you
do? So, 有时候会好一点，有时候不好. So just now the meditation 就是 okay一点. Then suddenly I somehow my mind still active. It come to 想到什么刚才？也是 about 这些的. 我想到什么？我想到 relax. And then just now 我想到一个东西，在 meditation 里面就是也是 related to 这些字的. It finally 有时候我会想到这句话，就是刚才 finally 要等。
Yeah, you have to be patient. Then the mind will settle down. Then it become very different. Then what happened?
Yeah, that's why just now meditated, suddenly 我又想到一个字，就是头脑还是 active. Then I was thinking this, 要等它。
Yeah, that is patient. You have to be patient, wait. It will happen. The shape of consciousness, everything will happen. When you don't do anything, the mind will quiet down. Then the shape of consciousness will happen. Whatever arise, let it arise. Then finally, it will become very quiet. It will cease. Then you will know how to describe them, because that is the awareness nature within that observe all this. So did it happen?
Within that day, the reporting until now, or even before the reporting, 就是有一次是我好像兔子这样 lying on like a rat, 一个 rabbit 这样 tired 了，我就这样子，然后我就发现有一个东西掉下去， but 很快我一掉下去我就醒起来了。
So before that, before 你醒起来, did you 睡觉？
我觉得 Brother Teo 好像是 semi unconscious 咯。
Yeah, la, never mind, because initially it's like that, you cannot maintain awareness. So it's like lapse into the sleep. So it's like you doze off. But it's okay, at least you are relaxed. But maintain awareness. Every time you become conscious, maintain awareness. Don't do anything. And then the thing will happen. The sudden shift of consciousness will come. Then you will understand what is the meditative mind. Without thought, who are you? What are you? That is the inquiry. You must experience a state without thought. Where you the nature just aware. Without even the word. Just that nature aware. The moment you talk about it, the water rise already. So the thinking will follow already. That's why I don't do anything. Assume you are dead. Just let it be. Itchiness also cannot scratch. Whatever arrives, let it arrive. Then it will slow down. Good. At least this time you try. Yeah? You improve a bit. Anything else? Yeah, you can add.
Virgil, there's one or twice I meditate, and then I can feel the whole environment. I know that moment and it happened, 就是整个 environment 静下来, but it's just for a
yeah, five short moment.
A 5 seconds 这样不了.
Yeah, enough. Why you want it so long? You just first time getting it. That is a shift in consciousness. Means you are aware of the silence, the quietness. That is the beginning. Means it happened already. But you're curious. You want it to be longer. That's why that craving causes it to disappear. Why must you go and disturb it? Don't disturb it. Let it be. Then whatever arises, the phenomena of change is there. Because it's impermanent, that state will change. The state will move unless you can stabilize that awareness nature. When you can stabilize, it becomes different. Then it can last longer, longer, longer. And then you will understand my teaching. You will understand what I mean. Then a lot of things, when you listen to the teaching again, because this teaching comes from the awareness, the silent mind. Okay? So, very good. At least it happened for a few seconds. Good enough. Then continue to relax, maintain awareness, and see what happens.
So, I think, Rathio, the keyword is relax.
Yeah, maintain awareness. The three support for as long as you can. Then after that, stay at the heart area. Or if you are using anapanasati, stay at the breath. Then see what happens. The breath will become very quiet too, very still. That is what you're supposed to do. So at least now you are starting to experience it and doing it. But you need to stabilize that. You need to have more understanding and patience. That's why writing it is good. Then make sure you can understand the instruction and just follow. Then you will progress. Very good. Anything else?
没有了, brother. Still need to still.
Yeah, you still need to do it because this is the first time you are trying it out correctly. But your thought is still active. So if you are a dead person, you must remember the dead person cannot think. The dead person cannot do anything. So just let it be. Then you will start to, like the body, you will start to transform. And the relaxation will come in. When you don't react, there is no stress. There is no opposition or reaction from your thinking, then your nature will heal you. Your nature will start to work and make you relax. That's how it will happen. But if you are curious, then the thinking might arise, the mundane might arise.
Ah, Brother, 这个字也是我有想过，就是 when you say don't do anything, don't ask, 其实就是 no curiosity.
Yeah, don't try to know.
No curiosity.
Curious means the thought is curious. So when the thought is curious, you want to know what happened. Thought arrives, thinking arrives. Your thought is respond to memory. You are holding on to something. That's how thought arises. When you don't hold, don't crave, there is no thought. You just that nature away. That's why I ask you to reflect and contemplate without thought. Who are you? You haven't experienced that state until that shift of consciousness. Like suddenly you felt the peace, the quietness that come. And that is a shift of consciousness. But you want it to maintain. Because even can happen for a few seconds, 5 seconds also very good. That is a beginning. So continue to relax, maintain awareness and stabilize that. That is meditation. Understand?
Yeah, okay, good. So now,
do you want to share anything else that you or ask me question?
I do meditation at night, like 11, 很 tired 了,
very good.
Then you fast down, the mind quiet.
The mind is what?
Slightly quiet, because tired 了, I think.
Yeah, that's why when you are tired, you don't want to think. You just want to rest. That's why you cannot think. So you feel more calm, more peaceful.
Yeah.
But you should learn how to maintain awareness. Initially, it will lap into the sleep. Never mind. Let it doze off where you are tired. Then after that, when you are not so tired, the conscious mind will arise. Then the moment you are conscious, means the beginning of awareness, but the thought will come in there. You are not used to this type of awareness-based meditation. So when the thought comes in, remind yourself, I am dead. I just relax, maintain awareness. I don't do anything. And then the meditation starts. That's how you should do it. Just let the thought be. After a while, it will settle down. It will slow down. Then it will become very quiet. You're supposed to experience this more and more until it stabilizes. Then at any one time, your mind will be different. Then the mind slowly after a while enters sleep. It can develop that mindfulness or awareness it is for as long as it can. No need to do anything.
So, actually, Bro Teo, that day, Song told me something, I think it's also drilled into my mind. 就是他讲, for so many years you meditate, you never really think, like today my meditation is like that. Okay, 我做了什么错误? Next time my meditation, 我遇到这样的情形, 我又要怎样做? You know, he told me these questions. I think it's... 就很重要咯,就是说,
yeah, because this is what a cultivator do. You have to be aware of what is going on, then only you can learn. Then every time you do the wrong thing, there is more thinking, more thought. That's how they learn. Otherwise you won't learn. Otherwise you keep on repeating, thinking that is meditation.
Yes.
Because last time when I asked you, from the way you reply, I know you didn't get it right. Yeah, you don't understand. You have been doing the same thought-based thing without you realizing it. So his advice is good because you have to find out, investigate. Every meditation is different. What do you do? The moment you do, you cannot be quiet because the thought is active. Why must you create thinking? Why must you hold on to things, want to know, curious? Am I doing it correctly? Is that meditation? All this is creating more thinking. Why can't you just relax, maintain awareness? You need to do anything. The awareness is without thought. Without thought, who are you? You are peaceful. When you are without thought, you got no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no sankhara activity, no stirring of mind, no reaction, everything very quiet. Still, and that is your meditative mind. So understand all this, then do it. You have to do it until it comes. Then it becomes very clear to you. Otherwise, you don't know what this thing is. You are still guessing. But at least today's reporting is much better. That 5 seconds of quietness is the beginning. Okay?
I think Brother Teo, just for today, just这样而已咯.
Brother Teo.
Ah, yes, Karen, we can hear you.
Amitabha.
Amitabha, yeah.
Lately, my meditation, I find that I in a way, I'm more aware.
Ah, good. Study.
Yes. I come down, after coming down, I really feel I can really aware, you know, what's happening, you know. So after that, I find that the awareness, you know, keep following me the whole day, you know.
Oh, very good. Wow, Sadhu. Means you are aware throughout the day. Means your daily mindfulness is going to stabilize soon. Very good.
Thank you. I'm aware, like, you know, I feel my inside my body, you know, like.
Yeah. You become like very sensitive. You can feel a lot of things.
A machine moving like that inside, you know. Then palpitation,
the pulsation, the vibration. Mm.
Like the birds chirping, I can hear, you know, more.
You can hear them. Because there is silence and clarity.
They are happy or not, I can really feel that.
That is the sensitivity of the mind. That's why when you have mindfulness, you are sensitive. The moment you stir your mind or react not happy, you feel it. Then later on, it cannot happen already because you are aware. When you are aware, you can slow down, stop. Then you relax, you're silent. That's how you develop understanding, recuperate. So we will be different from other people. We cannot have a situation where we stress ourselves already because you are sensitive. Even the excitement or whatever, the moment it arises, you feel it, your awareness is there. Then you know how to relax into it. That's how a cultivator with a mind that is sensitive, means mindful, will become different. That's how they transform, reduce their thinking, reduce their stress. They are most of the time aware, just aware. Then you will have more and more space between thought. Then you will have more quiet moment. That's how you have the meditative mind. Then you can see your mental intention very clearly. You can comprehend and understand many things in life. Then whatever phenomena that arise, your awareness is with it, specific phenomena awareness. Then you realize this is hateful living. No longer like last time, think a lot, non-stop thinking, react to sense experience, all this, no more. That's why mindfulness is very, very beautiful and meaningful, powerful. Without mindfulness, you are as if dead. For sati is life. Without sati, there is no true life. You become heedless, you become deluded, you think a lot. So on this, you start to understand. So the daily mindfulness continue and stabilize it. Then when you are free, go for the stable, what they call formal meditation, to make that awareness nature more and more still, more and more stable. And then everything you do, be mindful, observe. Then you are most of the time quiet, peaceful. Then you will progress. Very good. Karen, do you have any questions?
Then also I can feel, you know, lately I took a bit of a more oily food. I can feel my heart not feeling well.
You become sensitive. Correct. You will know. You will know what food is suitable and what food is not suitable. That's why everybody is different. Then this understanding will come. Whatever that is causing you discomfort or imbalance in the body, you are sensitive. You can feel it.
yes. Become very sensitive. Then I also notice that when I do things normally, last time I used to do very fast, you know, like very
cut. Now no more.
I cannot be fast like that. Everything do no more. Slower my pace already.
You no more like very rush to do things. No more. You take your time, but you are also doing it at a normal pace. In fact, you become more efficient. But there is no fear, no anxiety, no worry. You just do, like Po Cheng say. Oh, so beautiful. You just do. The mindfulness, the awareness. Then she become more efficient. She did with confidence. she realized the mind is different, really.
No rushing at that, you know, you just do it, you know.
Like you say, go and buy fruit also different already. She able to observe the fruit and mindfully select the fruit and just pass it over to the fruit seller and ask them to weigh or ask them how much. Then they pack, she take and she go. She developed the joy, the happiness, because everything she starts to do is so different now. There is mindfulness, there is awareness. Means you are sensitive, you have clarity, not much thought, and you most of the time joyful, happy, peaceful. So daily mindfulness has such power. Whatever you do, you become different. You become mindful, aware, sensitive. And then many things will happen in life that you never see before. You start to see your emotion, your unhappiness, your reaction of mind, your story. You start to be aware. Then you look at your inner, like Adeline say, reverse the light and shine with it. Then your inner, what they call defilement or subtle defilement, you start to see the subtle greed, the subtle fear, the subtle insecurity, the subtle phobia, your habitual tendency, all you start to see. That's how you unfold the secret of life. That's how you understand how a person get themselves entangled. So all this, when you understand, you reflect, contemplate, then you straighten your view with the wisdom that I have taught you. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. So learn to accept them for what they are. So develop more wisdom, like the Buddha say, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. Which means, if the causes and condition is already fixed, means at that moment, things is just the way it is. So that is the reality. Accept first. Don't react. Don't reject. Don't hold. Don't create thinking and negativity.
Yes. And also cannot rush. You know, people last time used to like rush me. So it not rush me. So it doesn't affect me at all already.
No longer make you anxiety or excitement anymore. Before they have the mindfulness, they will be affected. Like somebody just hurry you. Hey, why are you so slow? Or they horn you from behind. But when you have the sati and the understanding, you will not react because you can accept them for what they are. Angry people do angry things. Deluded people do deluded things. Violent people do violent things. So if there's a situation, you will still smile and say, sorry about it, I didn't saw the green light. Then you just move on. When you apologize, you have understanding. You don't want to argue anymore. You don't want to be right. You don't want to create unnecessary misunderstanding and conflict. That's how your life changes. You become different. Good.
Thank you. Then another thing is I'm so lucky lately also, like, you know, even Gamitas, they're very caring, you know, make sure that how I'm progressing in my cultivation, keep checking on me, you know, and then whatever notes they got also, they will think of me and keep for me. I'm really so surprised at all this.
Oh, very good. Sadhu.
So caring by friends.
Kayamita, naturally, they are different. They are more caring. They are more sincere.
Before, I don't have this sort of friends who care so much. Now, I similarly have more caring from people and all that.
When you associate with the cultivator, your life changes. That's why you have to make the aspiration, invoke power of merits, to avoid the foolish and the heedless, meet out with the wise.
Feel so thankful. To have the
luck. Go through all those things, yes. you will be very grateful for what they have done for you, and you have this good mind state of being thankful. You would like to thank them for all the good things.
Yeah, very grateful, very thankful to them.
Yeah.
So all the good things keep happening, you know, lately, you know. Then everything arranged very well, and that, you know.
Yeah, like you are very lucky. Yeah, you will experience those things. In fact, many came to told me.
Yes, thank you so much. So I think that's all of us, you.
Okay, you can nominate somebody else if you want to.
Yes. How about Brother Jin Hao?
Oh, Brother Jin Hao, okay. We thank have you. One more. Because today I have to end early, yes. I have to order some delivery of food. Then my son may join me for dinner.
Thank you so much to you. I will listen to the recording. And thank you so much to you, Brazil. And also, thanks for your help to me and Tammy very much.
Because you all have affinity and you are very sincere. Tammy also very sincere.
Tammy also really respected you and really follow you. You know,
I know.
Really follow.
She attended almost all the class before the MCO. And she is very diligent.
Thank you so much to you, Brother Teo. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Karen. Hi. And good afternoon, Sabra, to you. So, we just want to maybe report about my current meditations. So, like now, I'm more easier to feel the heartbeats, you know, more relaxing.
Yes.
And just now, when Sister Pauline mentioned her sharing, and then you say, even itchiness also.
Then you will understand how it conditions you to do something, understand? Because that itself is craving, because you have the memory. You are so conditioned that this sensation is itchiness. You don't like. You like pleasant sensation. So it will condition you like to scratch or to move or to do something about it. But if you don't do anything, find out in the meditation. If you assume you are dead, what happened?
Yes.
You find out. It's very good.
Yeah. And then there was one time also, there was like, you know, the face, maybe my face is oily, is it?
Yes.
So, you know, they got the sensations. So it suddenly is like there is a layer, you know.
Correct.
It's a layer that detached me from. I can feel that, but at the same time, I'm able to tolerate.
You can endure it because that is sati. That is sati. When the sati is there, actually, it's like that craving. They not able to affect you, so you can endure because you are in sati. Then later on, when your sati is continued, it's like a layer like you described, a layer of pure energy that is without craving. That's why at that time, you will not feel the itchiness or whatever. Because I did it before. I did the dynamic hand meditation. Then I remember I shared with you. There was a very itchy part on my forehead then. Above my eyebrow, I remember, very itchy. That was for me to understand. Then as I developed the stability of mindfulness, then my mindfulness become continuous, then I realized, hey, like a very fine layer of pure energy, like between that itchy sensation and the true mind, the pure mind, then I don't feel anything. Then the moment I slow down that mindfulness, the thing come back. That's why I know. Then I continue to be aware and mindful. Then I relax and silent. Then I don't need to do anything. Finally, that sensation is gone because it's dependent originating. Then it cannot like condition you to react anymore. Then you know the mundane mind is the one that actually got conditioned into activity by the habitual tendency, by your wrong thought, because you want to react. So when you understand, that is more important. The understanding is more important. Then after that, you want to scratch, you want to do anything, you can. Meditation is for you to use wisdom and understanding. So when you experience all this, you can experiment with it. Then you understand what sati is, what that awareness nature is. The awareness nature and the thought are two different things. So thought arises to respond to memory. So this one, the sensation, which is the phenomena or feeling or sensation, we call it. How did you create the word ichi? Is because of our conditioning. That's why thought is respond to memory, which is a conditioning. So that memory will condition you into labeling it as itchiness. Then your habitual tendency is, it is an uncomfortable feeling. You want comfortable feeling. So that is craving. Craving, and you want things your way, which is not nature's way. So what happened? If you can be in a state like you are dead, then you endure and see what happens. Initially, very interesting, it like continue to disturb you, haunt you.
That's correct.
Until you feel like, you cannot take it, you understand.
Yeah.
But you don't worry. You just smile, relax, and maintain awareness. When you go through it, it becomes very beautiful. That whole sensation just disappears. Then for you, your sati is quite good. You can feel that there is a layer to separate it. Means you have stabilized your sati. Very good. Sadhu to you.
Now I really, appreciate about the lying down. Because it's no effort, is it?
Effortless and very easy to do. It's the most
correct
posture.
And then
you lie down, you snore, you sleep. You're tired. But now you know how to maintain awareness and do it correctly, then it become different. What helped you was the last reporting when you do anapanasati that time. You at first don't know that you have to stay with the heartbeat. Well, when you can feel the heartbeat, means your sati has improved. Otherwise, you cannot feel the heartbeat. Then you're supposed to stay at your heartbeat, but instead you go and watch your mind, which is the wrong thing. So when you stay at the heartbeat, that is the third way that the Buddha explained. Be with it, like Kolo no, aware. Then you realize whatever that you are aware, slowly, slowly slow down and cease. Because they are all dependent originating. So everything will become more and more quiet and more peaceful. And then your state will develop some more. That's how you are able to develop the meditation. Then I remember you told me, next time you stay at the heartbeat. That's why now you find it easier for you to be aware of your heartbeat. And later on, throughout the day, you can have that type of awareness that is sensitive enough to be aware of not only your heartbeat, wherever you locate your mind, the vibration inside there, you will feel it. Even you put your hand on the floor, the cold floor, you can feel the vibration, everything. Where your sati has improved. Then you become sensitive, that mind. Then you will experience a lot of things that Po Ching also went through. Karen also went through. And many people go through. When you have sati, you become different. That's why this aspect of the teaching, if nobody go through or experience, I can't explain. So now you start to understand everybody is different. Everybody approach it differently. You use your own word to describe it because you are able to, because you are in that state of awareness, mindfulness. That's why Kayamita must understand, unless you really meditate correctly, all these things is only words to you, knowledge to you. But you do it, it becomes very exciting, like what Chin Hao went through. It's very beautiful. Very good, Chin Hao.
Now I understand much better about why I want to stay in the heart. Because
correct.
Like what you say, mind can only add one thing. Because
one
sometimes,
thing at a time.
Sometimes they're, you know, they on and off, there will be thought coming in, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, correct. Yes, I do.
So, when I've been carried away by the thought, then, you know, I can feel that, I was carried away.
Yeah,
then when I bring it back, stay on my heart, then it will be back already.
Yeah, it becomes very quiet because the mind doesn't run. It has awareness. When you are aware, you cannot think. That's why you have to anchor it at the heart initially. But after you anchor more and more, you develop stability. Then later on, it becomes so quiet, the mind enters sati. When the mind enters sati, technically you don't have to anchor anymore. It's like object of meditation. You don't need it to stay there to be aware, to maintain awareness. Then when the mind enters sati, you will know one. Whatever you do, when you come out, your mind is in the state of sati, means your bodily activity, your kaya movement. You realize how come your mind is one with the awareness and the phenomenal movement is one. Yes, your mind has entered sati. So your seeing is in sati, specific phenomenal awareness. Your hearing is in sati, smell, taste, tactile, thought process, thinking, all in sati. At that time, the mindfulness is different. That time is like slow motion, but it's not really slow motion. It's because your awareness nature is so different now. You can see all this that people cannot see. That's why your subtle mental intention, your subtle defilement, all you can see, whatever that is hidden, the subconscious and the unconscious release, you can see them. You become different. That is the power of meditation, power of mindfulness and awareness. Very good, sir.
And then I understand that, you know, reason why you want us to anchor into the heart.
Yes.
It's because to prolong the sati, is it?
Yes. To stabilize it.
To stabilize and prolong. Because when we are aware, then there's no thought, is it?
Yeah, no thought.
Then the longer that we can prolong the...
That is stabilized.
Yes. Yeah. That's why now I start to appreciate and really, you know, thank you.
Sadhu to you. Mahasadhu. Let's rejoice. Sadhu. Very good. Now, for you to reach this understanding is fantastic.
Yes.
You rejoice. You will progress very fast from now onward. But you must persevere and just do. Do not be complacent. Continue with your meditation. Continue with your whatever cultivation. Then later on, once you are able to do that, when you drive, when you travel, you can recuperate very fast. You just rest, silence yourself. You can lie down in the car or on your driver's seat. Within 5 to 10 minutes, you can have a very good rest. Then as you continue to develop all this, you can have 15 to 20 minutes. You will be very fresh and you will recuperate. Then at night when you sleep also, you will become very fresh and you hardly sleep initially. Then you realize that it's the meditative state of a cultivator. Most of the time you just awake. Then not long you can go into the sleeping state, the awareness that go in like poaching when in. You can be aware of your sleeping moments and all those things. But that one take a while. You can try and do it. So all this is very beautiful. You can progress accordingly. Very good, Sadhu.
One thing I want to say that is that, you know, I've been trying so hard, is it, for many years.
Correct.
And I think aspiration is very important.
Yeah, the faith.
Because, but one thing is like you have to be very, very patient. Like, I don't know, like for me, I've been doing many years, you know, really many years, you see.
But you couldn't get it because you didn't have the understanding last time.
And then, it was, especially whenever when we have retreat in Cameron Highlands, you see.
Correct, yes.
I was kneeling down at the Buddha, you know, and then I was like, even asking for forgiveness until my tear also come out, you see.
Yeah,
but like, there's nothing, you see. So the thing is, like, you know, we have at that time I still have expectation, like, you know, this and doing that, yet there's no result and all those kind of things.
You have the expectation to progress and other things. That is the thought, active craving.
All right. So really, you see, until it's been really, I mean, even people ask me how long have I been with Rajtio, I was so quite shy, quite ashamed to tell them, you know, how many years I've been with you, you see. So but really until recently, I can see there's a big difference, you see.
Yeah, big change. So, because this is the test that nature has. You know why? Because it's your past karmic obstruction and all those things. So when you ask for forgiveness and develop the faith and really like you make aspiration for causes and conditions, that because you are so sincere, your faith is so strong, so they have its effect. Like they say, kan tong tian means your sincerity, your purity actually kanto means
touch.
What is
move, the move the touch?
Yeah, I know. It's there's an English word. Nature is been impressed. Yes, your sincerity, kantong la tian means nature also respond to it positively because you are so sincere. It has moved heaven. Kan tong le tian. Tian means nature's law. Tian ti, heaven and the sky. So tian ti is about existence, about, we call it the heavenly rhyme, of course, but it includes nature's earthly rhyme or within the existential world. These nature's law, they work perfectly, beautifully. So when you have that sincerity and the patience, like what you realize to do it, then it touches heaven. Now the word is touches heaven, kan tong le tian, then it will manifest. Then you will have the condition to actually understand all this. And then once that karmic obstruction is gone, you will progress very fast, very smoothly. Everything will slowly like go your way, provided you are not caught in complacency. Then you will become beautiful and your real meditative progress will start to happen. Then you will move very fast. Then you start to appreciate more and more things. A lot more. Sadhu, very good. Yeah. You know, congratulations, my nature rejoice.
That's why I would say that to maybe share with all Kayamita is like, you know, have to be really, really patient and patient, then just do, see, like what Po Ching said, don't ask and don't expect, is it?
Just do. Don't try to know.
It will come to you, you see. It definitely will come to you. It will take some time, but you know, it will definitely come to you.
Yeah, it's a matter of time. Yes. If you are patient, you are sincere, and you diligently persevere.
You waited for 7 years, I think.
Yeah, 7 years. Even Song also saying, he initially followed me 5 years earlier on, then later on he come back. Then when that Polai came, he was so like very sad. He said, I have followed relative so long, 5-6 years, and yet I cannot understand and develop it. Then he said, Po Cheng so new, Polai so new, can understand it so fast. I told him, your time will come, you don't worry. Then really after that he developed the faith, then he investigate, inquire. Then when the condition come, where I also ask him to ask for forgiveness, repentance, and all things, and invoke power, merits, or aspiration, like what you have gone through. Then when he was at Wat Ma Chap, I think, Ajahn Ananda, you and Chan many years back, the condition arises because he has affinity Kuan Yin, then the Kuan Yin chanting, oh, then straight away that thing synchronized with his nature, then he become transformed, then he realize what the silent mind is. Well, when the awareness and the chanting become one, the awareness came, then the faith was very strong. That's how it connect to. Then when he came back and described to me, I said, sadhu to you. From now onward, you will progress very fast. And that is what happened. That's why he said, after that thing happened, he read my Heart Sutta note, the appendix 3 or 1. So different. For 6 years or 6 times he read that book, he cannot understand. But that moment onward, he started to understand and was so amazed by the beautiful Dhamma. Well, all those things come from the silent mind. Then after that, he progressed very fast. Then he starts to learn more things. Yeah. That's why everybody's path is different because condition is different. Then after that, well, you are very close to him. He actually gave you a lot of confidence and faith despite what happened for many occasions and many years. I realized he was the one that is instrumental in helping you. I remember during the early years, I think you can confirm this, the spiritual trip we went, he always encouraged you to come and ask me, Brother Teo, can I help you carry this, carry that? Is there anything you want me to help? Then I saw you so sincere, that's why I let you do. Then I invoke power of merits, wholesomeness for you. But I realized you need to overcome your coming obstruction. Just like what Polian they all went through, it's a lot. A lot of people don't understand coming obstruction. Then you have your coming obstruction because of what you did in the past. Then because of the pure wish, I knew the time will come. So how it happened, I don't know. I cannot interfere. I can only do my part. That's why all these things helps. So after that, the wholesomeness keep on arising. Then you have the condition to help me suggest the website. Then everything fall into place. And that give you a lot of parami. Then when you invoke power of merits, you really have the condition to progress and become what you are now. So my nature really rejoice. Sadhu, you know. From now onward, you will not get lost. You will be able to progress very fast, very beautifully. So sadhu. So more and more kayamita has moved. So this will give more people faith and confidence because a lot of them, they were almost the same time as you.
Correct.
In Poland, they are the same time as you. So all kayamita will come to know that you have to be patient. You have to have the sincerity, the faith, then persevere. Just do. Don't try to know. So good sign. Eh? Even Polian also improve a bit. But for you, you really develop it very well now. So my nature rejoice. You really understand. Otherwise, you cannot speak all this. You cannot understand my words.
Yeah, correct, really. I mean, yes, again, I really want to thank Brother Song, you know, for keep on always encouraging me and Sister Poching also.
Yeah.
And also Pauline, is it? Because it's like there was a time where I was about to give up, is it?
Yeah,
you know, and then she pulled me in, is it? Really, I mean, Kayamita is very, very important.
Yeah. My friends. Good. Okay. Started.